Shortly after 1 p.m. Monday, jurors were seated and the sentencing portion of the trial began. The state called up its first and only witness, Ruth Markell. She read a letter to jurors that she says was crafted with input from all of her family.
Parents are not supposed to outlive their children. A mother should never have to bury her own child. Perhaps this is why there are words to describe someone who loses a spouse or their parents, a widow or an orphan. But there is no word in the English language for someone who loses a child.
Ruth Markell went on to mention how friends, colleagues, and mentors described her son as caring, uplifting, and inspiring. She listed off many of his accomplishments. Dan Markell graduated from Harvard Law School, worked as an associate at a prestigious law firm in D.C., and landed a teaching position at FSU College of Law. But Ruth says that's not the accomplishment she is proudest of.
Of all my son's accomplishments, however, I am most proud of the father Dan was to his beautiful boys, Lincoln and Ben. It is hard to capture in words the joy and excitement I felt when Dan became a father and I became a grandmother.
Ruth says all of that ended when she got the news about Dan's death.
In one fell swoop, our son, brother, and the father of two young boys were all killed. My life was shattered. Dan's death has caused us deep pain that is both disruptive and permanent.
Ruth says losing a child isn't comparable to losing any other loved ones.
After the death of a loved one, you are supposed to face the loss, the void, the experience, the grief, and maybe get closure if you are lucky. But when you lose a child, life's progression comes to a complete stop, and the grief and pain of a mother who loses her child never ends.
Ruth says now, even 5 years later, the death of her son still haunts her and that she prays for justice. The jury also heard from two licensed psychologists who disagreed whether Sigfredo Garcia suffers from certain mental diagnoses. Dr. Greg Pritchard, who was called up by the state during rebuttal, said Garcia had 20 arrest reports stemming from 1988 to 1999. The charges range from robbery, car theft, to allegations of arson.
If I look at Mr. Garcia's records, okay, the thing that does not stand out is treatment for mental health symptoms, anxiety or depression. It's nowhere. What does stand out is the criminal behavior.
Garcia was first arrested at age 6. He is the father of two young children.